With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Kathleen Schock. As COVID-19 infections continue to rise throughout the San Joaquin Valley, they're also soaring within the Valley's prisons. As FM89's Carrie Klein reports, that's why two advocacy groups have planned protests this weekend outside prisons in Kings, Fresno, and Kern counties.
In the last 2 weeks, more than 1,100 inmates at Pleasant Valley State Prison in Coalinga have tested positive for COVID-19. It's the latest in a surge that has already landed two Kings County prisons among the largest outbreaks in the country. Eric Palba, an organizer with the advocacy group Oakland Abolition and Solidarity, says this Sunday's protests demand early releases for some inmates and better living conditions for others.
The purpose is to draw attention to the overall gross mishandling and negligence around the COVID-19 outbreak inside prisons across the system, but it's impacting people most in the Central Valley right now.
Palba credits inmate transfers, constant dorm movements, and poor enforcement of safety protocols for the fact that thousands of men in the Valley's prisons have contracted the virus and more than a dozen have died. In some prisons, as much as two-thirds of the incarcerated population has been infected.
People are scared and stressed out and looking for ways to fight back.
Palba's group and another known as We Are Their Voices have planned protests on Sunday morning at prisons in Coalinga, Corcoran, Delano, and Wasco. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.